The following Dharma talk was recorded in August 2015 in Springfield, Illinois, from the retreat called Suffering and the End of Suffering, taught by Bridget Rollins. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Bridget Rollins has practiced insight meditation since 1997. Her mentors include Matthew Flickstein, Ginny Morgan, and Gloria Terania Ambrosia. She is recognized by the Spirit Rock Teachers Council as a community Dharma leader, and her website is www.pathwaystomindfulness.com.
Taking just a moment to enjoy the fact that we've gathered in this community of practice. Finding that posture that is a balance between sitting upright and alert and yet relaxing as much as possible. Inviting the mind to become open, receptive, as fully present as possible to this moment, and then this moment. If you wish, letting the attention open to the sound of my voice and these words of the teacher Ute Janiya about a skillful attitude for meditation. Meditating is acknowledging and observing whatever happens, whether pleasant or unpleasant, in a relaxed way. Meditating is watching and waiting patiently with awareness and understanding. It is not trying to experience something we've read or heard about. Don't try to create anything, and don't reject what is happening. Just be aware. You are not trying to make things turn out the way you want them to happen. You are trying to know what is happening as it is. Don't practice with a mind that wants something or wants something to happen. The result will only be that you tire yourself out. Don't feel disturbed by the thinking mind. You're not practicing to prevent thinking, but rather to recognize and acknowledge thinking whenever it arises. The object of attention is not really important. The observing mind that's working in the background to be aware is of real importance. If the observing is done with a skillful attitude, any object is the right object. When the Buddha teaches us about how to practice mindfulness. One of the discourses has him starting us out with the body. And we might already understand the wisdom of that because the body can't exist in the past or the future. And when the mind gets caught with memories from the past, predictions about the future, coming back to the body can help ground the attention in the present moment. And so beginning by just becoming aware of being in a body that's in the seated posture. No need to do anything about this. No need to make anything happen, but simply to train the awareness to be present to body sitting. Aware of contact of body with whatever's supporting the sitting posture. Aware of places of contact when one part of the body rests against another part. Aware of and present to the myriad sensations. Pressure, throbbing, pulsing, tingling, coolness, warmth, lightness, heaviness, contraction, openness. Holding the body in the seated posture as the object of awareness. Observing moment by moment this experience of being in a human body. And then if you wish, choosing the breath now as object of awareness, observing breath as closely as possible in a relaxed way. We might be used to focusing on the breath. And that might have a little bit of tension, of straining and striving. If that's so, we might Instead, receive the breath. Open to the breath. Welcome it. Somewhat like the shore receives waves of the ocean, knowing each wave as it ebbs and flows, and then knowing the next. Remembering that it's the knowing that is important. It's the knowing that leads to wisdom. When breathing in, knowing that we're breathing in. When breathing out, knowing we're breathing out. When taking in a long breath, knowing that it's long. When breathing out a long breath, knowing that it's long. Knowing the breath as it changes over time. Long, short, deep, shallow, even, uneven, relaxed, constricted. Making the decision to limit the awareness to simply one object can be a skillful means, especially if the attention is wandering a lot. And so we might use this meditation period as a time to help mind settle down if that's needed. A time to strengthen the mental capacity for concentrating, for staying present. Remembering to greet that wandering mind with kindness and patience. It's what minds do. Remembering that the wandering mind is not a problem. It's yet another part of our experience to wake up to. Perhaps notice what pulled the attention away from the chosen object, which could be the breath right now. And then gently escorting the attention back to receiving the experience of breath moment by moment, and letting whatever pulled the attention away just recede into the background of awareness. No need to fight with the thoughts, the emotions, the sounds, the other sensations, get rid of them so that we can pay attention to the breath. We're simply turning the attention gently away from whatever is not the chosen object and toward the object. And we may do this hundreds of times in a meditation. So continuing to practice on your own in whatever way is most helpful to you right now. And perhaps remembering that little brief instruction when we get confused and we're not sure what to do. Basically, what we're doing is knowing our experience and knowing our relationship to it. Trusting that in the knowing, there is liberation. So we're inviting you to use this next period of 30 minutes in the practice of walking meditation. If you are still trying to help the mind settle down, you may want to let the sensations in the body be the primary focus of your attention. You might even limit it to the legs and the feet. It can be helpful to establish a path rather than wandering around. Sometimes wandering around physically can help promote wandering mind. But you'll find this for yourself. So finding a path that you can maybe take, 25, 30 steps, establishing the head of the path, stopping for a moment and just letting yourself relax into the standing posture. And notice if the mind is with you, bringing it into the present, into the body, and then walking at whatever pace you wish to the other end. Getting to the other end and maybe taking a moment just to stop and notice where is the mind right now. And if it is no longer connected to your experience, invite it back, again, gently, with patience and kindness, not with aversion. Yes. Yes, there will be a bell. Yeah. And then turning around mindfully and walking back. Let's use the clock in the back of the room as our Dharma time. If you should happen to go farther away from like this floor and the front of the building, you may want to, you know, watch your watch, and we will gather back here at 10:10 for another sitting meditation. Enjoy your practice.